If you have your Bible, turn with us this morning to Revelation chapter 3. Now, Revelation chapter 3, I want to read verse 2 and then verse 15 and 16 this morning, and then we'll try just to mind the Lord for just a little while. Revelation chapter 3, verse 2, the Bible says, "But be watchful and strengthen the things which remain that are ready to die, for I have not found thy works perfect before God." Revelation chapter 3, verse 15. He says, "I know thy works, that thou art neither cold nor hot. I would thou wert cold or hot. So then, because thou art lukewarm and neither cold nor hot, I will spew thee out of my mouth." I'd like to preach a little while this morning, if God would be my help, and without that, there won't be nothing done or said. But I will preach just a little while, if God would be my help, on this side. It's so cold in here. Amen. It's so cold in here. And I got to thinking, you know, when the Holy Ghost, when God's people gather together and the Holy Ghost shows up, I wonder what kind of warm invitation that he gets. I wonder if there's a warm reception at the house of God and the people of God when the Holy Ghost shows up. I'd hate to think that we had grieved the Holy Ghost of God. And when he showed up, praise God, and began to bless our heart, encourage us and love on us and show us how great the great things that God hath done for us, that we couldn't just praise him and worship and magnify his wonderful name. But I'm afraid because we don't, because we grieve the Holy Ghost, I'm afraid there's a coldness setting in. And if we ain't careful, we'll become part of that coldness. We'll become cold and indifferent to the things of God. But God never intended it to be that way down at the house of God. Amen. We ought to come in with a shout, praise God. And when troublesome times come, when afflictions come, when heartaches come, we ought to just rejoice in the Lord, praise God, because we know, according to God's word, that we have hope in him, and this too shall pass away. Amen. Glory be to God. We can just shout the praises all the way to glory. Amen. Praise God. I'm glad, but he said, in order to do that, John the Revelator said some things that we've got to do. He said, number one, he said, be watchful and strengthen the things which remain. I'm afraid what's happened in America, what's happened, let me just bring it down to where what's happened in our homes is we haven't been watchful like we should have been. We should have been watching out for things that's happening, amen, and took them to the Lord and asked God to help us before we got so far away from God. But he said if we'd be watchful and strengthen the things that remain. I want to say, praise God, we still have an opportunity this morning, amen, with the help and authority of God, amen, to strengthen the things that remain. Praise the Lord. Because God don't want it to get cold in here. And he definitely don't want it to get cold in here. Amen. God wants us to have that warm feeling, praise God, for him that desire and longing for a holy and a righteous God in the last days in which we live. He said they're ready to die, the things that remain. He said it's ready to die. I want to say there's a whole lot of places that's just about to die. I've never seen such a time in which we live. These churches all around their communities that are dying. I mean, closing the door, bolting them up, going to the house. Don't even have enough people to keep the power on. Amen? It's a sad thing. Because why? Because we've quit being watched. We quit realizing what the most important part is. And we've slipped away. And we've believed the lie of the devil. See what's happened? We've become so popular, self-sufficient. Amen? Self-sufficient has become so popular that now we don't think we need God no more. I want to say, praise God, we need God more than we've ever needed God. Amen. We need a touch of God upon our hearts, our lives, our homes, our families, amen, to motivate us and move us along and get us close to where we need to be. Because one day in a little while, we're going out of here to be with him. And we need to be ready, amen, let the circle be unbroken in glory, praise God. Amen. I want every one of my people to be there, don't you? I want every one of my family to be in glory in a little while. Amen. But we don't want it to get cold in here. We don't want it to get cold in here. But he said, he goes on here in verse 2 and he says, "For I have not found thy works perfect before God." So what he's saying here, he said, you know what? There's always room for improvement. When we get heated and high minded, if we ain't careful, we'll think we've already arrived. We've already got to where we need to be in godliness, and Godwardness. But praise God, we need to realize this morning, praise God, that there's always room to improve. Always, every one of us have room to improve. And we ought to strive for perfection every day. You say, well, preacher, I ain't perfect. I know it. I'm willing to just admit that I'm not perfect. I am too. But praise God, but Paul said, I'm not perfect. But he said, we strive for perfection. Amen. That we might be pleasing to God. Amen. I don't know about you. I don't care about pleasing the world and pleasing man or pleasing this or pleasing. But praise God, I want to be pleasing to God. I want one day the Lord to look down on me and say, well done, thy good and faithful servant. I praise God. I think it's important. Amen. I think somebody that walks with God and is faithful to the Lord and the things of God, I mean, I believe there's a special reward for that person. Amen. And I wouldn't want to lose no rewards. Would you? Amen. I'm excited, praise God. But he goes on in Revelation chapter 3 when he's talking to Church of Laodicea. He said, I know your works. Amen. That they're neither cold nor hot. He said, but you're lukewarm. He said, listen, I don't know about you, but I don't want to be lukewarm this morning. Amen. Glory be God. I'm tired of lukewarmness. I'm tired of just going through a pretense of something, praise God. Hey, and just sitting on the edges and the fringes and watching it go by. Praise God. I've got to where I want to be in the very middle of it for God's glory this morning. Amen. I might lift Him up, magnify His name. He might just reach down and bless my soul. Amen. But I'm afraid there's a coldness that's set in. I'm afraid there's a coldness that's here. It's in this world. An indifference to the things of God. Number one, we're way too busy for God. Hey, I hear people all the time, well, preacher, I just really don't have time for that. Really don't have time for church. Don't have time to, take my family down to the house of God. I don't have time. But I tell you, if we don't have time for God, then we're too busy. Amen. Faithfulness to the Lord, praise God. He said, what it does, it leads to lukewarmness. And lukewarmness leads to coldness and indifference. I tell you what, I don't want to be, in these last days which we live, I want to be looking for the Lord like He might come any day. My redemption draweth nigh, praise God. He said, when you see these things that we're seeing today take place, He said, look up, lift up your head, for your redemption draweth nigh. Amen. And I don't want to be found cold, lukewarm, and indifferent when the Lord comes. Amen. I'd like to be burning hot, praise God, praising the Lord, giving Him all the glory. Amen. Hey, that's all that matters in these last days we live. It's all that's ever mattered is the praise and the glory that we give to God. Thanking Him for the Lord Jesus Christ who died for our sins according to the Scriptures and rose up. Hey, that means because God said it and He rose up the third and appointed day because God said He did. Amen. And He's sitting at the right hand of the Father on high. Amen. And because of that, praise God, I can give God glory. Say, thank You, Lord. Thank You, Jesus, for all that You've done. But He said, if we ain't careful, we get cold and indifferent. State of lukewarmness. He said, so then because thou art lukewarm and neither cold nor hot, I will spew thee out of My mouth. Amen. You say, well, preacher, how come? How did they ever get to this place? How did they ever get to this place? How did they ever get to where it was so cold there? About one step at a time. That's how they got there. One step at a time. Amen. But praise God, I want to say this morning on the authority of God that we can take one step at a time and get back to that fellowship and relationship with God. Get that warmness of flowing. Get glory be to God. Get the Holy Ghost stirred down in our soul and we can be revived and stirred again. Amen. Say, what's it going to take? Let me just give you just a few things this morning what it'll take. Amen. For us to get back on fire for God. Number one, it's going to take keeping ourselves. Amen. It's going to take looking and evaluating ourselves. See, I've told you time and time again, we can look around at everybody else and we can see all their faults. We can see their shortcomings. We can tell everybody around us what they need to do. But we need to look at ourselves. We need to keep ourselves before God. In Deuteronomy this morning, chapter 4. Deuteronomy chapter 4 and verse 9. The Bible says, well, let's just go back to verse verse 7. Deuteronomy chapter 4 and verse 7. He said, the Bible says, for what nation is there so great who hath God so nigh unto them as the Lord our God is in all things that we call upon Him for? He said, what nation's got a God like we've got? Amen. Who's right there, praise God. No matter what we need, He's right there for us. He said, there's nobody got a God like that this morning. Amen. He said, what nation are so great that has statutes and judgments so righteous in all its this law, which I set before you this day? He said, hey, not only did He is God there for it, but He sets down in writing, gives us the rules and regulations to play by His game. Amen. And come out a winner, glory to God. Amen. And then notice verse 9 of Deuteronomy 4. He said, only take heed to thyself and keep thy soul diligently. Amen. In other words, He said, keep yourself. He said, keep thy soul diligently. He said, you got to work at it. Amen. He said, we've got to evaluate where we're at. We have to evaluate what we're doing for God. We have to evaluate our own faithfulness to the Lord. You say, well, preacher, what do we have to compare it to? The faithfulness of God. Amen. When you think of it like that, how do you line up this morning? Amen. What if God was as faithful to us as we are to Him? That means He'd chunk you off there three or four weeks at a time and never look to you. Never look at you, never check on you. We'd be in a mess. Amen. But He said, take heed to yourself and keep thy soul diligently, lest thou forget the things which thine eyes have seen, and lest they depart from thy heart all the days of thy life. Now watch this. But teach them to thy sons and thy sons' sons. Amen. Glory be to God. He said, it's important what we take. He said, the reason it's cold, praise God, is we've not checked ourselves. We're not keeping ourselves, checking ourselves, judging ourselves, praise God. He said, that you be not judged in this world or on the one to come. Amen. But to stand faithful before God, keeping ourselves in the Lord. That's number one. We got to keep ourselves. We got to check ourselves. Amen. I won't say it ought to be a daily thing that we ought to check up. Amen. Amen. We ought to check up. At the end of every day, we ought to check up and say, Lord, how did I do today? Amen. And when He reveals things, but He's probably, if you're a child of God, He's already showed you if you've messed up. Amen. If we mess up, He automatically shows us. That's like Brother Charles told us that one time. And that alarm beacon goes off. Amen. That beep, wait a minute. Probably before you ever done it, before you ever said it, before you ever went there, Holy Ghost of God spoke to your heart and said, well, wait a minute, don't even go there. But you know what? We get caught up in the flesh sometimes. We go there anyway, don't we? We go ahead and do that that we're going to do, or we say that we shouldn't say. And it's kind of like that rock that's thrown towards a window. You can't grab it, snatch it back after it leaves your hand. And then the damage is done. Amen. But He said, we gotta keep ourselves, praise God, because of all these little ones that we got coming along that's a looking for us for encouragement, help, and for hope. Amen. Amen. You know what's wrong with America? We're becoming hopeless. Amen. We don't have hope in our churches no more. We don't have hope in our family no more. We don't have hope in our own lives no more. And it's trickling down. It's being poured out upon our loved ones, our children, our grandchildren. Amen. They don't have no hope. So they start chasing everything in the world, trying to find just a little bit of hope. And all it is, all the drugs, the alcohol, and the pornography, all that is distraction. Take our minds off of what we really need. Amen? Amen. We need to get out of our lukewarm state, our cold state, praise God, and get on fire for God again. I'm going to say this. We could take Asheville back, praise God, if we'd get on fire for God. Amen. The sodomites and the whoremongers, praise God, would become so terrified and fearful of things of God, they'd go back in the closet. Amen. Amen. They would. If there's a reverent fear of God. Amen. So we got to keep ourselves. And number two, so we've got to not forget the Lord. We've got to remember the Lord. Turn over to Deuteronomy chapter 8. Deuteronomy chapter 8 and verse 11. He says this, He said, beware that thou forget not the Lord thy God in not keeping His commandments and His judgments and His statutes which I command you, I command thee this day. Lest when thou hast eaten and art full, and hast built goodly houses and dwelt in therein, and when thy herds and thy flocks multiply, and thy silver and thy gold is multiplied, and all that thou hast is multiplied. Amen. I don't say God's not the God of addition. God's the God of multiplication. Amen. Praise the Lord. He says in verse 14, he said, then thine heart be lifted up, and thou forget the Lord thy God, which brought thee forth out of the land of Egypt and from the house of bondage. Amen. He said, if we ain't careful, we forget what God's done for us. We forget where God brought us from. We forget where God wants to take us to. I'm going to say, we have a better home, praise God. I'm going to say, hey, we're just sojourners and pilgrims here. We're just passing through. Amen. We're like old Abraham. We're looking for a city whose builder and maker is God. Amen. Abraham said, I'm not ashamed to live in a tent here, praise God, because I've got a home over in glory. Amen. But he said, you get so caught up in what you have here. If we ain't careful, we forget what He's making for us over there. Amen. Jesus said, I go to prepare a place for you. He said, if I go to prepare a place for you, I'll come and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also. Amen. He said, I'm preparing you. Well, could you imagine what He's going to prepare? The most splendorous thing that you would ever see in your life. Amen. Created by the very hand of God. For you this morning in glory. Amen. Praise God. But he said, we've got to keep ourselves. We've got to remember not to forget God. Amen. The one that makes all these things possible. Praise the Lord. I like that song the youngins are singing this morning. Praise God. I got everything that I have. Amen. It's because of God. I don't have nothing. It's not His. Everything I have, God has given me. Amen. I'm just a steward of it. Using it while I'm here, but praise God, it belongs to Him. Amen. So we got to keep ourselves, and we got to remember not to forget God. Why? Because if we don't, then there's bitterness that'll spring up. There's bitterness that'll spring up in our lives, and it'll overcome us. It'll overshadow us. It'll take a charge of our lives. I believe what's happening in a lot of people today is bitterness has sprung up in our hearts. And if we ain't careful, we'll even carry it down to the house of God. It'll get plumb out past the walls of our house down to somebody else's house. Amen. In Hebrews chapter 12, and verse 11, the Bible says this. Now no chastening for the present seemeth to be joyous, but grievous. Nevertheless, afterward it yieldeth a peaceable fruit of righteousness unto them which are exercised thereby. Amen. Chastening of the Lord when God corrects us. But you know, we're so prideful, we don't want to be corrected. Even if we know we're wrong, we don't want to know that we're wrong. And I definitely don't want you to tell me that I'm wrong. Amen. But praise God, I love it when God tells me I'm wrong. Amen. Praise God. Hey, listen, when I read out a book, somebody reads out a book and they tell you what, guess what? Said thus says the word of God. Amen. You oughtn't to get mad. Praise God. You ought to rejoice and say, oh God, help me. Amen. Put it under the blood. Praise God. And come out of there shouting and rejoicing in the Lord. Amen. Going for God. Amen. He's going to say, verse 4 says, wherefore lift up the hands which hang down in the feeble knees. Amen. We say when you're encouraged, praise God. When you're chastened and you come out victorious, praise God, encourage somebody else. Amen. Said, make straight paths for your feet, lest that which is lame be turned out of the way, but let it rather be healed. Verse 14 says, follow peace with all men and holiness, without which no man shall see the Lord. Amen. If we don't keep ourselves, and we forget to remember God, and we get caught up in bitterness, and it springs up in us, if we ain't careful, the very God of glory says here in His Word, amen, if we can't be peaceful with ones around us, amen, and we've got a root of bitterness in us, He said that we'll never see the Lord. That ought to terrify our hearts this morning. If there's any heart, any root of bitterness in us, praise God. He said that's what makes us cold and indifferent, praise God. And we need to flee from that and flee to a living God. Amen. Praise God. He said looking diligently. There it is again. Working at it. Amen. Working at it. Looking diligently. Lest any man fail of the grace of God. Lest any root of bitterness springing up trouble you, and thereby many be defiled. I want to say this morning, praise God, if we don't check ourselves, amen, and we don't, we forget to remember godliness, and we let root of bitterness spring up, and not, it don't only, hey listen, it don't only affect you, it affects everyone around us. Amen. It's got that trickle down effect. Amen. And I don't want my bitterness to trickle down on anybody else. Hey, listen, I've told you a long time, this life's too short for bitterness. Amen. Put it behind us and go on for the glory of God. You say, how do you do it? By checking ourselves and remembering there's a God of glory that loves us and He cares for us. That He's there to help us. Amen. You say, well, preacher, why would we do that? Because if we ain't careful, we get caught up in this bitterness springs up in us, and then we get tangled up and overcome. I got to think about this. It's kind of like those old grapevines. You know, that grow up in the trees around your field, around your house. And if you ain't very careful, them old grapevines, they spring up. And if you don't deal with them pretty quick, and the next thing you know, in a year or two, they'll take over a tree. They'll grow up through it and they'll literally pull it down. Amen. They become the driving force. They take the nutrients that the tree needs to live and they begin to grow and grow and they suck the life right out of the tree. But he said, if we ain't careful, bitterness comes up. He said, we get tangled up in that bitterness. Amen. In 2 Peter chapter 2 and verse 19, he says, while they promise them liberty, they themselves are the servants of corruption. Amen. See, that's what does that vine. He says, you know what? I'm just going to hang out here by you. Don't worry about me. You know, I'm just going to hang out here and everything's going to be okay. Just don't worry about me. Everything's all right. And so that bitterness, those things hang out right by you. And the next thing you know, it begins to entangle itself. And see, what it does, it starts to, and it grows up a little bit, and it begins to reach out, and it begins to wrap around. And it begins to climb, and it begins to get higher and higher and higher until it's a consuming, overcoming factor. Amen. Amen. He said, while they promise them liberty, they themselves are the servants of corruption. For of whom a man is overcome, of the same is he brought into bondage. They become enslaved. There's no way of escape, no way out. I mean, those vines, those big old grapevines, they grow up and they get thicker and thicker. And I've had some, that's this big around. You have to take a chainsaw to them. Amen. You got to cut it off and cut it out, praise God, to get rid of it. Amen. He said they come and that tree, if it ain't care, it becomes a bond servant to that vine. Amen. Praise the Lord. But I tell you, he said, for after they have escaped the pollutions of the world through the knowledge of the Lord Jesus, of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. He says they are again entangled therein and overcome. The latter end is worse with them than the beginning. Amen. He said, if we ain't careful, praise God, we'll let a root of bitterness rise up in it and it'll entangle us. And it only entangles, but it overcomes us. It'll consume us, if you will. Amen. And he said, when that does that, he said, it sucks the life right out of you. And when life's gone, guess what you got? Just an old, cold, dead corpse. Amen. Praise God. Help us, Lord. He said, for it had been better for them not to have known the way of righteousness than after they have known it to turn from the holy commandment delivered unto them. He said, but it has happened unto them according to the two proverb. The dog is returned to his own vomit again, and the sow hath washed in her wallow, the sow that was washed to her wallowing in the mire. He said, if we ain't careful, we get in a root of bitterness. We get these things because we don't check ourselves. Because we forget God, the root of bitterness springs up. We get entangled in it and we get overcome by it. Praise God. And it sucks us right back into that old life we used to live. God help us. Amen. Because he said there's a God of glory out there. He's there to convict us and show us the error of our ways and the rightness of his own, the righteousness of his own. Praise God. And to lead us out for his glory. Amen. So if we realize, praise God, we can't be entangled, we can't be overcome with this. You say, well, preacher, how come we get so caught up and stuff? How does this stuff so easily beset us? That's what Paul said. He said, sometimes it so easily besets us. It so easily comes upon us because we let it. Amen? Because we don't keep ourselves, because we don't remember the Lord, because we let bitterness rise up and we get tangled in the things of this world. And we forget to remember there's a good God of glory, a delivering force. Amen. There to deliver us, each and every one. Praise the Lord. You say, preacher, how come a person would get caught up like that? How would a person astray from God? Because they left their first love. Amen. In Revelation chapter 2, verse 4, he says, nevertheless, I have somewhat against thee because thou hast left thy first love. Amen. So what happens is we forget the one that loved us the most, that he died for us. And we turn from him and turn to ourselves and our own righteousness. And we forget the righteousness of God because our righteousness is as filthy rags. But praise God, his is a righteousness of glory. His is a righteousness of God. But if we ain't careful this morning, what we'll do, we'll forget. Amen. We'll forget about the good God of glory. We'll forget about our first love. Amen. Listen, let me ask you a question, morning. John the Revelator says, he says, you know what? He told him, he said, you know, you've become lukewarm. He said, because you're lukewarm, he said, God's going to spew you out. It makes God sick. God wants you to be on fire for him. He wants you to love him. He said, but he said, you know what? He said, you forgot your first love. Do you remember this morning when you first got saved? Hello? You remember when you first got saved and the Holy Ghost of God was surreal and you couldn't wait to tell somebody? Amen. You got home that morning, that night, whenever it was, and you called up Grandma and you called up Papa, you called up Mom and Daddy, your brothers and sisters, called up everybody you could think of and said, hey, but guess what? I got saved. Amen. You were excited. What happened to that? What happened to that excitement? Aren't you still saved now? Amen. If you've been truly born again, praise God, you're still born again today. But if we ain't careful, we get into a state of lukewarmness. And God says, I don't want you to be lukewarm. He said, I wish it was either cold or hot. He said, lukewarm, I can't do nothing. Because you know why? Because you're satisfied. Think, well, I'm all right. I'm okay. Amen. He said, if you was cold and indifferent, praise God, you could realize and God could stir your heart and kindle the fire. Amen. Amen. He said, if you was hot, God could pour on the coals. Amen. For his glory. He said, because we're lukewarm, we think everything's all right. He said, well, preacher, what would we have to do? We need to get on fire for him. We need to remember our first love. Amen. Remember the one who first loved us and gave himself for us. Glory be to God. What a Savior, what a Lord we have this morning. Amen. So how do we get back, preacher? We're going in the wrong direction. How do we turn this thing around? In Malachi chapter 3, verse 7, the Lord told him in the second part of that verse, he said, return unto me, and I will return unto you, saith the Lord of hosts. Amen. Amen. He said, you know what? He said, let me give you the simple solution this morning to coldness and indifference. He said, just turn, praise God, back to me with all your heart, your mind, your body, your soul, your strength. And he said, I'll turn unto you. Amen. What a simple solution. Amen. He said, it's cold. The Holy Ghost say, it's cold in here. It's getting cold. It's getting indifferent. He said, it's getting cold in here. Amen. He says, what are you going to do about it? Amen. What are you going to do? When it starts getting cold in here, he knocks on my heart. He says, what are you going to do about it? He said, oh, Lord. You turn back, turn to God. You put aside some things for a while. Amen? You forget about everything around you that's happening for a while. And you get on your face and you say, oh, God. Oh, God, I need you. I need you to remove the coldness and the deadness and pray, God, kindle a fire in me again. Amen. You see, preacher, is that all there is to it? Would that work? That's the perfect will of God. Amen. God, kindle a fire down in your soul, praise God. If you want a fire this morning, amen. He said, I'm tired of the cold deadness. He said, I want a newness of life. He said, we need a stirring of revival in our souls this morning. Amen. So need a stirring from the Lord. Amen. You know what we do? We try to work up our religion. Amen. We come in and we try to be real, real religious. Amen. Now hear me. We try to be real religious. You know, on Lord's Day and the different things. We need a stirring in our soul, praise God. We need to come in, worship God in spirit and in truth. Amen. Let the Spirit of God move upon our heart. Amen. Looking for the truth from the Word of God. Man, he said, why is it so cold in here? He said, because we haven't checked ourselves. We've forgot God. Amen. So we need that power again in these last days in which we live. Amen. Need God not get tangled up in the root of bitterness. So we need to remember our first love. We need to turn our eyes back to God and say, Lord, here I am. Glory be to God. I'm looking for you, Lord. I want to see your mighty hand and power one more time. Amen. Praise God. Then the Holy Ghost will come in. He'll say, you know what? Boy, it's nice in here. Boy, it's comfortable in here. Amen. Praise God. It's a good place to be in here. Amen. I want to say, praise God, it's a good place to be in the Lord. Amen. Praise God. I don't know about you. I don't want no cold, indifferent stuff. I want something that's real. I want something with that the Holy Ghost of God, where He's welcome in every aspect of your life, in every aspect of my life. I want Him to be welcome. Amen. Let me say this in closing. I don't want to ever do anything that I would be ashamed to do in front of my Lord. Amen. Amen. We oughtn't have anything in our house. We oughtn't have anything on our television. We oughtn't have anything in our car or our radio. Praise God. We'd be ashamed if Jesus was sitting there beside us. Because let me just say this. Because if you're a child of God, He is. He's right there watching you all the time. Amen. But not only He, but all these little ones around our lives. All these little ones, they're watching. They're seeing exactly everything that me and you see. They're hearing, they're listening to everything me and you hear. Amen. Be like the little girl got up in the church and they asked if anybody had a song, and the little girl raised her hand. So a preacher had her come up to sing. And she got the microphone and she says, don't break my heart, my achy, breaky heart. Amen. What could they do? Preacher said, well, I guess I know what they listen to at home. Amen. It infiltrates us. But praise God, if we'll check ourselves, allow the Holy Ghost of God to check us. Remember not to forget God and godliness. And allow Him, praise God, to help us not get caught up in a root of bitterness and entangled and overcome by that mess. Then God can take away that old coldness and that dryness. And praise God, He can kindle a fire in our souls that'll bring glory to the name of God. Amen. I tell you what, I don't want to be cold and indifferent. But I want to be on fire for the Lord. Amen. If He comes this afternoon, praise God, I want to see Him. I want Him to see me praising and worshiping God, giving Him all the glory for all that He does. Amen. Bless His holy name. What a God we serve, youngins. We ought to just give Him the praise. Amen. Because we don't want it to be cold in here. And I definitely don't want it to be cold in here. Amen. I want to be warm. I want to have a tender heart of compassion. Amen. And when you're cold and indifferent and bitterment and forget God, praise God, you get cold and indifferent in here. Amen. And we ought to have a warm heart and a tender heart of compassion. Amen. When we can pray for others, praise God, and mean what we're praying. Take them to the throne of grace, amen, for the glory of God. Amen. Bless His holy name. Stand with me.